Hosea chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. I'll read verse 6, and you'll begin with me on verse 7 and so forth. Hosea chapter 4, verses 6 through 10. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And together, as they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on the iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for the ways, the reward of them, of their doings. And together, let's finish together on verse 10. For they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, but take the heed of the Lord. And let's pray together. Lord, I pray that you would be with us now. Lord, we've come to hear the preacher preach the Word of God. Lord, we know that he spent time with thee. Lord, I pray that you'll help us to listen. Lord, listen with our ears and our heart. And Lord, may our lives be changed. Lord, help us to become more like you as a result of what will be preached. Lord, help us to listen like never before. Lord, this will be the last day like this day. Lord, it's snowing out there. And Lord, thank you for all the people that came out. Lord, I pray that you would bless them. And Lord, give them exactly what they need. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This morning's sermon is entitled, Things I Wish You Knew. Things I Wish You Knew. The Bible says in Hosea chapter 4, verse number 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. God said there's some things I wish that you knew. And God, of course, he does not want us destroyed, so God wishes there were things that we would know and that we would grasp and take hold of. This passage here says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's not talking about the lost. Now, God is saying, my people. And so, you know, you and I, we're God's people. We're born again. We're saved. So this is not talking about the destruction of the soul in eternity, because we know once we get saved and become God's people, once you're saved, you're always saved. We have that security. God did all the saving, we just did all the letting. So there must be something else that is being destroyed. What is it? What is it that God's people, what's being destroyed in our lives? Is it our minds? Could God say, my people's minds are being destroyed? Or my people's productivity is being destroyed? Or my people's success is being destroyed? Or my people's families are being destroyed? Or my people's purity is being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge? Or my people's future is being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge? My people's church is being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. My people's ministries are being destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. I don't know what all God is mentioning, but I would suppose if there is certain destructions occurring in our lives, it must be a part of this verse and a part of this heartache of God. When God says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge, I'm sure that breaks the heart of God. Now, whatever it is, there's some things that you and I need to be careful of. God is telling us, he's warning us, and he's saying there's some things you really don't have a good grasp on. You are really not knowledgeable about those things. And as we read the scripture there, he even talks about some have had the knowledge made available, but they rejected it. Now let me tell you something. When God makes available to us knowledge, and then we reject that knowledge, then we're hurting ourselves. I want to give you some things today that I really wish that you knew. You know, if you do not have knowledge about dental care, you'll destroy your teeth. If you do not have knowledge about proper maintenance of your car, you'll destroy its engine. If you do not have knowledge about the proper care of your checking account or your money, you will destroy your credit. If you don't have knowledge about proper care of your relationships, you will destroy your family and the people around you. There are four areas, though, that I felt that I wanted to touch on briefly today, because I feel like these four areas are areas where I just wish you knew some things. I don't want you to be destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. Now, let me tell you something. If you're taught about these things, if you say, oh, I've heard that before. Now listen, if you've heard it before and it's become your knowledge, you ought to do something about it. Because if you're warned about something and then you don't care for that something and your life is destroyed, just so you know, you can't blame God. You have chosen self-destruction. I think probably one of the heaviest things upon my heart is when I know somebody knows better and they choose self-destruction. It's sad. Parents, let me tell you what will break your heart in life. It'll break your heart when your child knows they shouldn't be doing this or they shouldn't be doing that. They were taught, they were trained, and they chose to do it anyway. Oh, and there are parents in here. Some of you have grown children, and you've watched what they've done with their lives, even after you gave them knowledge, and they were in church and received knowledge, and they were in Sunday school and received spiritual knowledge, and they went to the Christian school and received the knowledge. And you say, oh, Brother Owens, I taught them and taught them and taught them and taught them, and they trained, and they should have known. Well, parent, it's not your fault. If you told them, they were given the availability of the knowledge. But young people, let me tell you something. It might be smart that you grasp and grab a hold of the knowledge that your parents are trying to give you. Why? Because my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. And truly, it may be a little lack of training, but the truth is, it's a lack of what they do with the knowledge that they're given. Let me give you four areas that I feel like I just wish you knew some things. For instance, number one, there's some things that I wish you knew about the Lord. I wish you knew about the Lord. So many people would like to give the impression they know the Lord. Now, you say, I'm born again, I know Him as Savior, then you've completed the plan, because you either know Him as Savior or you do not. But then after one gets saved, I think there are very few people that truly, intimately know God. Oh, they know about Him, and they talk religious. But do you know Him? 2 Timothy 1:12, Paul said, for the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Paul is saying, I know this person that I put my faith in. I know Him. Now, Paul is saying, I'm saved, but he's saying more than that. I'm not just saved, I know my Savior. And I wish you knew some things about God. Paul says, I feel like I've gotten to know God. And folks, we have so many surface relationships in life. But I'm saddened for some of you because your relationship with God is so surface. He is your Savior, but beyond that, He's just merely an acquaintance. You know how you see somebody and you kind of know their name and kind of don't. You wave at them, and if you don't know their name, you call them Bud. How's it going, Bud? And your mind's thinking, I wish I knew your name. You see, I see people at the store all the time. And I mean, I'll go to Hagerstown. I'll go down to Winchester here in Martinsburg. I have people walk up to me, and I mean constantly, hi, preacher. Hi, pastor. Of course, you know, we have well over 1,000. If everybody that's a member of our church would come one time, we'd have a mess around here. We don't have room for them. It's a good thing half of them are backslidden. Well, I don't know where we'd put them. But I don't know all of them well, and I say hi. They'll run up to me and say, hi, pastor, especially some of the bus kids. I mean, after a while, all the bus kids pretty well look the same to you, you know? And they'll, hey, preacher, how you doing? And you know what I do? I say, hey, how are you doing? And I say to my wife, what's their name? I say, I don't know. And they tell me that they're a part of our church, and especially little ones that are over in junior church. Listen, some of you, that's virtually the only relationship you have with God. You're an acquaintance. You're saved. I mean, He saved you, but beyond that, do you know Him? There's some things I wish you knew about your God. I mean, really knew them. For instance, I wish you knew how much He loved you. I wish you knew how much He loved you. for him to get his own son? I wish you knew. Hey, he loved you enough to save you, but folks, some of you, that's the only touch you've had of his love. Listen, he didn't only love you enough to save you, he loves you every day. You, those of you that are lonely and hurting, let me tell you something. Your God loves you all day long, every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and I wish you knew how much he loves you. I wish that you would sing the song, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. I wish when you sang it, you felt it. I wish you knew. I wish you knew some things about the Lord. I wish you knew how much He loves you. I wish you knew how much He protects you. Oh, how God protects us, folks. I think someday when we get to heaven, if God will let us look back, you're going to say, goodness, was my life ever filled with close calls? Oh my, oh my, oh my. You say, but Brother Owens, hey, I've had some accidents and some things have happened to me. Let me promise you something, though. Whatever's happened to you, God was still protecting you. It could have been worse. I wonder how many men in here could say there was a day at work I could have lost an arm or a leg or a hand or a finger or an eye. Time and time again, how God has protected you. I just wish you knew. My people are destroyed. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. And I think one of the things that we lack is a knowledge of our Lord and what He does for us. I wish you knew how much He loves you. I wish you knew how much He protects you. I wish you knew how much God is not careful to overload you. God will never overload you. He will not. God has never overloaded any human being. He's never put more on a human being than they can bear. Your God knows your exact load limit. He will not, in regard to spiritual burden, your God will not put an iota of an ounce of burden upon you that is beyond your capability. Which means this, whatever you must handle right now, you can. You can't. You say, well, Brother Lawrence, that's easy for you to say, all right, then whatever God's given me to handle, I can. I can handle it. Why? I wish you knew. Your God watches out for you. He loves you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I wish you knew. Your God protects you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I wish you knew. Your God is cautious about your burden and the load that you carry, and He watches out for it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You don't have to crack up. You don't have to fall apart. You can make it, and you can take it. I wish you knew. God said, my people are destroyed. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. I wish you knew how much He wanted you to know Him. I wish you knew. Folks, you know, I stand up here and I yell and I scream and I preach and I thunder aloud and I say to you, read your Bible and pray and get close to God. I just wish you knew how bad He wants you to do that. I wish you knew. You mothers, you say, I wish my children were closer to me. Some of you mamas that have a deep, loving heart. You know that yearning for the kids to get up close and to trust you. Well, the yearning that a parent has in their heart is so minimal compared to the yearning of the great God of the universe and His desire for you to really know Him. I don't know that God is ever offended, but I'll tell you this. If you think that you're supposed to have an acquaintance relationship with God, I just wish you knew. He wants to be your daddy. He wants to be close to you, and He wants you to be close to Him. I just wish you knew. You see, God said, my people are destroyed as a result of a lack of knowledge. And I think there's some things that we need to know. First of all, about our Lord. I just wish you knew. I wish you knew how much He loves you. And I wish you knew how much He protects you. And I wish you knew how careful He is not to overload you. And I wish you knew how bad He wants you. He wants to be with you. I wish you knew. Secondly, there's another area that I want us to be careful. I don't want us to be destroyed. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. I want us to be knowledgeable of this. Secondly, there's some things that I wish you knew about the lost of the world. Talk about lost people, unsaved people. Luke chapter 23, verse number 34, it says, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know something? Here Jesus said, I know that these lost people that are crucifying me, I know something about them. I know they really don't know what they're doing here. They really don't know. Listen, folks, destruction comes to who? Well, I promise you, destruction comes to lost people when Christians are not knowledgeable of the condition of lost people. We need to stop and wake up and slap ourselves and say, wait a minute, I'm saved, but the world's lost and they're on their way to hell. And I say to you, I know God wishes that you knew the dilemma and the terrible situation that a lost person is in. If you're here today and you're saved, look, we've got it made. We've got it made.
Right.
Here we are. Even in the midst of trial and heartache, we've got a God who loves us and protects us and He meets our needs and He never overloads us. That's what you and I have. But wait a minute. Stop the music. The lost people don't have that.
That's right.
And I wish you knew. I wish you knew. I wish you'd truly become knowledgeable. And then take your eyes off yourself for a little while. And stop and realize. Jesus said, those people, they know not what they're doing to themselves. They don't know. You know, I wish you knew that most of the lost world is not even aware of the fact that they're lost. That's why we believe in a thing called confrontational soul winning. What's that mean? We walk up and we confront them about their lost condition and we actually have the courage, audacity, and obedience to say, if you don't get saved, you'll die and go to hell. You say, well, that's rude. No, that's the truth. It's rude not to tell them because they don't even know. I wish you knew the condition of lost man. I wish you knew that most lost people are not aware that they're lost. I wish you knew that the lost are not concerned about their souls. You know, if we all cut loose from here and headed out to Walmart right now, and we started walking through the aisle, most people that you walk up to that are lost, they're not concerned about whether they're going to heaven or hell. They're not concerned. They have no spirituality about them. They're not living. They do not have the end in view. They just have today in view. They're not concerned about whether they're going to go to heaven or hell right now. Usually the only time the lost get concerned about heaven or hell is right before death or around death. Then they get concerned and they have a little brush with it if the death is of someone else. But folks, I wish you knew, and I think God says, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. And I think God comes to us and He says, first of all, I want you to know me and I want me to know you. And then secondly, I wish you knew some things about the lost. I wish you knew that most of them, they're not aware of the fact that they're lost. I wish you knew that the lost are not concerned about their souls. I wish you knew that the lost, they don't know what they're missing. You know, lost people, they don't know what they're missing. Listen, do you realize there are people out there, they went out, they got drunk last night, they're hungover this morning, and they're going to, hey, their buddies are going to come over, and they're going to eat pizza this afternoon, and they, for the moment, they think they're happy.
Right.
Well, that's where they around us. Get drunk, get high, mess up your life, and they all figure, well, this is just the way life is. Hey, I got news for them. That is not a good life. I've got a good life. I'm not hungover this morning. Now, Mrs. Owens is, but I'm not. Hey, I'm not worried when the knock on my door comes that it's a police officer. I'm not freaked out about everything going on around me. I'm not living in total paranoia. Hey, look, I wish you knew that the lost, they don't even know what they're missing. That's one good reason for you to go out there and live and show them what a true Christian and a happy Christian really is, because they don't even know what they're missing. I like it though. Lost people come into our church and they'll see us sing and see us smile. They'll come to our, hey, every once in a while someone will come by and get involved in an activity or something and they've not been saved yet. And I've heard them say, it just looks so good. They look at our families, husbands and wives holding hands, children with mom and dad going to church. They begin to realize what they're missing, but I wish you knew. Most of them, they don't even know what they're missing. They don't even know. I wish that you knew that the lost live in sin. But living in sin is the best that the lost can do. Yeah, I am wicked sinners. All sinners can do is sin. And lost sinners do not have the Holy Spirit like you and I. Don't be shocked at the wickedness of the lost in the world, because sin is the best you can do when you don't have the Savior. Now, you and I, there's a little more required of us, because we have the help of the Savior and the Holy Spirit of God. But I wish you knew. I wish you knew. I wish you knew that most of the lost are not even aware that they're lost. I wish that you knew that the lost are not concerned about their never-dying soul. I wish you knew that the lost, they don't know what they're missing in regard to what you and I enjoy. I wish you knew that the lost live in sin, but it's the best they can do. I wish you knew that the lost expect the saved to live holy. Did you know that the lost expect you and me to live according to the Bible? They do. I wish you knew that. I mean, when you misbehave, some lost person's going, they ought to know better. Now, they ought to get saved. I know that. They ought to get saved, but the lost knows how you are living. I'm shocked. The lost knows more about holiness than some of you. Lost will say, he shouldn't be doing that. She shouldn't be acting. They will criticize us in a flash. What for? Lack of holiness. You say, well, what right do they have? I don't know. Maybe they don't have any right. But do you good to listen to some of them as they try to get you to knock it off and live right. Sad that the lost have to tell you how to live. They will. Okay. Yeah. They'll say to me, well, I know this woman coming out there to your church and she's us and so on. I don't know what to say. I say, yeah, she does. Tell her again, will you? She won't listen to me. I wish you knew. I wish you knew the Lord like you ought to know Him and you were close to Him. I wish you knew the plight of the lost. I wish you knew that the lost need you to invite them to church. They do. The lost need that. The lost need you to take an interest in them. Hey, if they don't know they're lost, if they don't know their eternal destiny, if they don't know what they're missing, how are they going to know? I wish you knew. They need you to tell them. I wish you knew. I wish you knew. Speaking of gathering knowledge, I have a little something here. Two rednecks, Bubba and Cooter, decided that they weren't going anywhere in life, and so they needed to get some education. Bubba goes in first, and the professor advises him to take a class in logic. They called it deductive reasoning. What's logic? Said Bubba. The professor answered, let me give you an example. Do you have a weed whacker? I sure do, answered Bubba. Then the professor said, I can assume that you have a yard. That's real good, the redneck responded. The professor continued, logic will also tell me that since you have a yard, you also have a house. Amazing, said Bubba. The professor said, and since you have a house, logic dictates you probably have a wife. Betty Lou, that's her name. That's incredible, said Bubba. Finally, said the professor, since you have a wife, logically, I can assume you're not a queer, said the professor. You're absolutely right, said Bubba. That is fascinating. I never heard of that before. I'm going to take me a class in logic. I want to get some knowledge. Bubba was so proud of his new training. He was going down the hallway, and there stood Cooter waiting on him. So what class you taking? Asked Cooter. Logic, said Bubba. Cooter said, what in tarnation is logic? Bubba said, let me give you an example. Cooter, you got a weed eater? Cooter said, no. He said, you're a queer boy. Are you trying to figure it out right now, Stephanie? I'll help you after the service. If that's... She's going... The Lord said... He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. I'm sure there are many things about which we are not as knowledgeable as what we should be. But this morning I say to you, I'm just sure that we will destroy ourselves if we have a lack of knowledge in regard to our God, our relationship with God. I say to you, I think we hurt ourselves. I think we hurt others when we don't have a knowledge about the lost and their condition. Number three, and please stay with me, this was virtually the whole purpose of this sermon. There are some things I wish you knew about each other. I wish you knew You know, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible says there's none good. By not knowing about one another, sometimes we're not as patient with one another as what we ought to be. By not knowing about one another, sometimes we're not as compassionate and kind as what we ought to be. Oh, I would never in a million years tell you names that could be attached to situations. Well, let me tell you something. It would not hurt you to know that somebody in this church has had a rough time too. You're not the only one that's faced a few bumps in life. You're not the only one that has faced some heartache. I only wish that you knew. My office, they come like a mighty army from this church, from other churches across the nation with their pastor's permission as I help them. I only wish that you knew that everybody has a tough time in life. I wish you knew in this church there are people that have been through a lot. Don't try to figure out who. Let this soften your heart for a moment. I want you to stop and realize, hey, if somebody walks down the hall and, listen, I think we ought to all walk down the aisle and put a smile on our face and greet one another and be friendly and kind. But let me tell you something. Let's say that maybe you didn't get the kindness out of someone you wanted. Let's say that maybe you didn't get the greeting that you thought should be there or the smile that you thought should be there. Can I ask you to be merciful with one another? I don't think you know what everybody's been through this week. I don't think you know what the devil's tried to do to some people in this room. May I say to you, I wish you knew that he used to be a drunk and now he's saved. I wish you knew that she used to be a drug addict and now she's delivered. I wish you knew she raised herself because her mother died early in life, so she's a little gruff sometimes. I wish you knew that her ex-husband used to beat her without mercy. I wish you knew his dad for sick, his mom, and all of his brothers and sisters. I wish you knew he didn't graduate from high school. He quit school in the 8th grade to help support the family. I wish you knew he ran from God in his youth, and his life has been somewhat tough ever since. I wish you knew she was saved late in life. I wish you knew her mama is a full-fledged drunk. I wish you knew his parents didn't raise him. His grandparents had to because his parents did not want him. I wish you knew it's a miracle she's even alive today. I wish you knew he almost died when he was a baby. I wish you knew he used to be a kingpin in organized crime. Now, a born again, faithful servant of God at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I wish you knew her daddy used to beat her when she was a child. I wish you knew that Brother Nash is actually from another planet. I wish you knew. Listen, folks. We wouldn't be so hard on each other if we really knew, if we really cared. I wish you knew her mother committed suicide. She's had a bit of a quitting spirit ever since. I wish you knew his dad is in prison. I wish you knew every step he takes, he is in pain from his body. I wish you knew that she was raped when she was a young girl. I wish you knew they're caring for old parents who are not well, and they're tired, and they're weary. I wish you knew her daddy killed her mama. I wish you knew her first husband died in a hunting accident. Her second husband died in his sleep from a heart attack. I wish you knew his wife cheated on him and broke his heart terribly. I wish you knew he has an incurable disease that he's told no one about but his preacher. I wish you knew her mom and dad both forsook her in her youth and she was reared in foster care. I wish you knew their daughter is a drunk and they cried themselves to sleep at night praying that she would be reclaimed. I wish you knew her husband passed away. I wish you knew a bus team who is cussed every time they get home from coming to this church.
I wish you knew their daughter
is in jail and hurting.
I wish you knew she's rearing her children alone
and can barely put food on the table.
I wish you knew he was cheated out of thousands of dollars in a business transaction. I wish you knew
his sin hurt him more than it hurt you.
I wish you knew he was raised in a hellhole of a home. I wish you knew her parents won't speak to her because she left the Catholic Church. I wish you knew her husband cheated on her, broke her heart, forsook her.
She'd never been the same.
I wish you knew
his father tried to kill his mother.
I wish you knew her reputation was destroyed because people believed a lie about her. I wish you knew
she can't have children and she would love to be able to bear a child of her own.
I wish you knew that every human being that comes to this church is a sinner.
And we knew that before we joined. Why would we ever be hard on each other? You say, well, I heard old so-and-so is going through a rough time at their house or in their marriage. That shocked you? That the devil's messing with God's people?
I wish you knew.
I wish you knew. You see, God said, my people are destroyed.
From what? There's a lack of knowledge. There's some things they're really not knowledgeable of. They're really not grasping it with their mind. And I think one of those things is a relationship with God. I wish you knew how much God loves you. I wish you knew how much He protects you. I wish you knew how good God is to you. But then, I wish you knew the lost, they don't have that. They don't have that. And I wish you knew what the people in our church, that they go through. I wish you knew that the devil, he's hard on everybody. I wish you knew that. I wish you knew.
There's some things I want you to know. And then finally, and I'll be finished today, I wish you knew some things about yourself.
I wish you knew you. Romans chapter 7, verse number 18, it says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." Paul said, I know me.
May I recommend something to everybody here today? I expected, and I told my wife this, I said, you know, you're going to have a lot of mature Christians in church today. They're just going to come to church. They're going to work at it. Now listen, I'll recommend something to you. You had better study you. I wish you knew you. I wish you knew you. You will not grow in the Lord like you need to grow until you know you.
Try for some of you to be able to look yourself right square in the mirror and get to know yourself. Paul said, "For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, well, no good thing." Paul said, "I know me. I've let me down enough that I know me."
Good people self-destruct because good people don't know themselves.
Study yourself. Learn yourself.
I wish that you truly knew your own weaknesses.
Not so you can whine about them and tell us all that's happening to you. Not so you can whine. Not so you can use them as excuses. Not so you can hide behind your weaknesses. I wish you knew your weaknesses so you could help you to succeed for God. Because I can help you all I want, but if you won't help you, we're not going to get anywhere. I can preach, I can love, I can pray, but I can't help you enough. You've got to help you, and you've got to help me help you.
People come to church and 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 we preach and preach and preach and teach and teach and teach. We give out the knowledge, but they reject the knowledge and they don't do anything with it.
You need to know you. There's some of you. It'd be very good for you just to face the fact you are undependable.
You say, you trying to hurt me?
No.
No.
You're undependable.
He said, I don't like that.
Okay, hide from it if you want. You'll never get anywhere unless you face you. You need to say, am I independable? Am I faithful? Can people depend on me? If I give my word, I'm going to do something. Am I going to do it? Will I be on time? You, face you. Somebody here. You might need to take a good long look at yourself and realize you have a critical spirit. You have a critical attitude. It's hard for people to be around you because you talk negative. There's some of you. Be careful now. Let's not lie to ourselves. We give the impression that we think we're so able in certain areas. Be careful. Watch your pride. Watch your pride. Hey, watch your rudeness to people. Watch it. Well, I don't think I'm rude. You know, want to know something? It really doesn't matter what you think about your rudeness. Or what matters what everybody else thinks about your rudeness. Some of you have weak people skills. Well, just so you know, your life is really all about people. The only reason God left you here, not to pay taxes, though you are going to pay them. God left you here to work with people. So knock it off and figure out how to do it. Learn how to get along with people. Learn how to love people. Learn how to care about people. I wish you knew something about you. People are probably destroyed more because of a lack of knowledge about themselves than anything else. I wish you knew. I wish you really knew what was holding you back from serving God. I wish you knew that some of those fears that you have conjured up are not realistic and you're not doing anything for God, but you're at a stalemate with yourself. I wish you knew. I wish you knew the you that others know. Y'all know, you know what, we get around each other, someone's thinking, boy, you're a very rude person. The way you handle yourself, no, we're not going to tell you that. I wish you knew it. Somebody here needs to ask God, say, God, what needs fixed with me? Yeah. My people are destroyed. Why? Because we don't know ourselves. Now, you better study yourself. You better figure yourself out. And it's not always everybody else's fault, just so you know. I wish you knew. I wish you knew the real you. Don't live in denial of your own spiritual condition. You see, my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge about what? I think sometimes it's a lack of knowledge of what the Lord really does for us and really what He wants for us. I think secondly, I think my people are destroyed and our ministries are destroyed because we don't really know the condition of lost man. We've not really faced that there's a real hell. I think my people are destroyed. Why? Because we don't know each other. And I'm not talking about knowing all the juicy little gossip or hurts of each other. I'm talking about knowing we are existing with sinners saved by grace, yes indeed, but still sinners. We've all got hurts, and we've all got pains, and we've all got weaknesses, and we all need to keep that in mind. Hey, just like God cares for us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and just like we need to remember the lost don't have that care and don't understand that. Hey, we better realize that all of us are struggling to be spiritual and be patient and kind. One human being does not have the right to look down their nose at another human being, especially those of us that are saved. You didn't save yourself. You don't keep yourself safe. He did it all. We've just got something good going for us as we do our best to live right. But then, you better get to know yourself. You better get to know you. Let me tell you what I'm constantly doing. I'm constantly saying to Jeff Owens, you better fix that about you. You better fix that right there about you. I study me. And some of you need to take some time and study yourself. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. Nobody in the world can help you until you will choose to help yourself. And the minute you say, I see some things that I need help with, others could help you. You may not even need somebody else to help you. You may just need to help yourself. But you better know, you, my people are destroyed. Why? Because of a lack of knowledge. A lack of knowledge of the Lord. A lack of knowledge of the lost. A lack of knowledge of the brethren's situation. And a lack of knowledge of themselves. And I don't want you to be destroyed. I don't want your potential destroyed. I don't want your peace destroyed. I don't want your life or your family. I don't want you destroyed. And so, this morning we've examined some knowledge
let's take it and let's use it to help ourselves, to help the cause of Christ, and to help the lost. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.